Buzz.com.
This is the morning brief from the Economic Times, produced in collaboration with Awaaz.com.
आज के दिन का पूरे देश को बेसब्री से इंतजार रहा है। तो अब कोरोना की वैक्सीन आ गई है। अब से कुछ ही मिनट बाद भारत में दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा टीकाकरण अभियान शुरू होने जा रहा है।
That was Prime Minister Narendra Modi on January 16th announcing the rollout of the vaccination drive against COVID-19. Hope. The one word that described what most of us felt when we saw photos of vials of COVID vaccines getting transported across the country earlier this month. The start of one of the largest vaccination drives globally is no small feat. From the teams transporting these life-altering vaccines across states to the first lot of volunteers who agreed to take the injection. Each one of them has helped in making the possibility of a COVID-resistant country a reality. From the Economic Times, I'm Devina Sengupta and you're listening to The Morning Brief. I've invited Kunal Agarwal, co-founder of Coolex, the company that is transporting the long-awaited COVID-19 vaccines across the country. Dr. Swadhina Mohanty, who volunteered to get vaccinated, and Nidhi Sharma, who has been reporting extensively on the government's vaccine rollout plans for the Economic Times. Good morning and thank you for being with us on this podcast, Kunal, Nidhi and Dr. Swadhina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Kunal, when you look back, what was the most tensed moment for you in this process? Was it when the first shipment was loaded?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, like, you know, when the first shipment was loaded, we had a lot of mixed emotions, actually. It was not just tension or stress, but it was more of, you know, joy and happiness and pride to be the only company in India, you know, responsible for ferrying the vaccines from Serum to different parts of the country. And it was just tears of joy actually rolling down our cheeks when we saw the first convoy of trucks, you know, with all the Indian flags and everything rolling out of Serum.
Momentous occasion that would have been.
Absolutely.
Kunal, what were the steps taken to ensure that this vaccine remains effective? Because India is vast, terrains, temperature, everything is very different.
Absolutely. So this business is actually, we are in a zero tolerance business. There is no scope for a broken cold chain. You know, we are in this business of providing the unbroken cold chain to all our pharmaceutical clients across India since years. So there's nothing new. This is not a new business for us. This is just that we're already doing vaccines for Serum since years for, you know, the rabies vaccine, etc. And this was just a new product added by them into our product portfolio or our service mix. So while there are, of course, a lot of precautions that we do take on a regular day to ensure that, you know, none of the products lose their efficacy, you know, if there is a temperature excursion. For this particular vaccine, there was the whole media, you know, the whole global media was focusing on the trucks and, you know, they were, you know, stopping the trucks and interviewing our drivers everywhere. So it was a very precarious situation where we had to be very careful that, you know, nobody opens the doors. So we put in, you know, door sensors and door alarms that, you know, there are no unauthorized openings with the doors allowed. We sealed all the trucks. So right. You know, there was a lot of extra precaution that we had to take because there was so much of media coverage.
I was reading about this temperature control trucks, and if you could just throw some light on how many trucks were called in.
Sure. So we have a fleet of around 400 trucks for this business, for the vaccine movement business. Whereas from Serum, for the first lot, it's an ongoing process. Every day they are calling six to eight trucks of ours. And these trucks are very high end. They have a temperature range of going from minus 25 to plus 25.
Wow.
So any vaccine can be transported into it. It could be a minus 20 vaccine. It could be the minus 18 COVID test kits that were moving out through us as well. It could be, you know, the Serum vaccine, which is plus 2 to 8. So the temperature could be set to any degree. Apart from that, the trucks also have a lot of tech involved in them where, you know, they have sensors for hot and cold spots that make sure that the truck is, you know, every box in every corner of the truck is receiving the same amount of energy and temperature and cooling.
And are you also responsible for the storage?
So we are doing the storage for several clients, but for Serum, the mandate that we have is that, you know, we pick up the consignments from their cold storage in Serum. and ferry it to the government depots. So that's our scope. Now, beyond that, the government, what it's doing at their end in terms of, you know, maintaining that cold chain to be unbroken is their purview. However, we are in talks with certain states where, you know, they would like us to come in and upgrade their infrastructure and, you know, try and provide them portable cooling solutions for storage, as well as secondary and last mile distribution.
And the end result is someone like Dr. Mohanty, who becomes one of the first people to get vaccinated in India. Doctor, how was the entire process on January 16th for you?
Basically, you know, all the hospitals where we are attached, you know, so they used to send the data of the healthcare workers to the BMC. And 2-3 days before the, you know, 16th, around 13th or so, the authorities of Masina Hospital, where is one of the hospitals where I'm attached, so they had asked us to give some details, you know, like our Aadhaar number, PAN number,
right,
and our mobile number and something. So they had very promptly, you know, sent to the BMC. And we were told ki we will get a SMS when our number comes.
Right.
But surprisingly, on, you know, 15th night around 11:30, most of us got a call from the, you know, E-ward, BMC war room, that our number is there for tomorrow's vaccination between 10 to 3, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we have to go there with our PAN card. So they didn't tell us much, you know, from which hospital or anything. So we had to check the authenticity of that call also through the hospital authority. So they also, you know, sent the list through the WhatsApp group. And then we knew, okay, this is authentic. So next day around 11, I reached there. And the total process was 2 hours and it was very smooth. You know, we were apprehensive whether there will be chaos, so COVID protocols will be, you know, followed or not. But it was extremely well organized and very well, you know, manned and very well supervised. And everything was a very good experience.
This is excellent, ma'am. Trust me, we all are waiting for that call to come for our turn as well. Nidhi, this is hailed as one of the largest vaccine drives globally. But what has been the learning of the government from the first phase rollout?
So Devina, India is very much used to handling public immunization drives, even if it's for children. But this is different. You know, India and different countries are now rolling out a vaccine during a pandemic, which has been developed during a pandemic. So the biggest takeaway for India has been that the country didn't expect so much of vaccine hesitancy. So what the states are also realizing is that two different protocols for two vaccines, you know, Bharat Biotech's Covaxin and Covishield of Serum, is further aggravating this hesitancy. So they did not expect that, you know, healthcare workers would not turn up. And this is just the beginning. So apart from COVID glitches, this is also, you know, further delaying our drive.
Important point out there, Doctor.
Yes.
How did you feel when you got vaccinated, A, and B, even amongst the medical fraternity you interact with? What are the concerns?
Me personally actually never had any concerns, you know. I knew okay, the vaccines because we as doctors, you know, deal with a lot of vaccines. So we know it goes through a lot of, you know, checks before it is rolled out to the public. And this was, you know, I felt it is a opportunity for us and we are grateful to the country because we are the first people to be given the chance to get vaccinated and get immune to a disease to which we have already, you know, lost nearly 2 million people. And that was a, you know, feeling of gratefulness and thankfulness really for us. So I never had any apprehension because we knew that there are minor, you know, side effects occurs. But definitely, everything must have been checked for major side effects.
Right. Nidhi, again, coming back to you, when doctor mentioned of the side effects, how soon will the vaccine reach people like me? Kunal, I know, also hasn't been vaccinated. How soon will it reach us?
So it all depends on vaccine development. You know, there are a lot of vaccines that are being developed. Right now, we are on two vaccines, which are being given to the priority groups. India hopes to vaccinate about 30 crore people by September. Before that, between April and, as first reported by ET, between April and June, we hope to hope some vaccines will hit the open market. The more approvals that vaccines get, that chance gets better. So hopefully in the open market between April and June, we will be able to walk into a chemist shop, maybe pick it up and say that, you know, these are my credentials and give me the vaccine.
Wow. Kunal, April, June is timeline most likely for people like you and me. And wanted to understand, Kunal, when you are transporting or your team is transporting these vaccines, I understand you've been doing it for a decade plus, but COVID is a different story altogether.
Absolutely.
Did the people require any different kind of training? Was there any hesitancy amongst people responsible for the transportation as well?
Not really, because this is just regular business for us. And, you know, in fact, people were very excited at my end because the kind of stories that are coming out, you know, at the delivery points. For example, yesterday, I believe the first people to be vaccinated were, you know, armed forces in Ladakh. And when our truck reached there, you know, the kind of welcome it was given, you know, the army officer there in charge actually told our driver that, you know, you are like Hanumanji, you know, bringing Sanjeevani booty for us from, you know, Serum.
How wonderful.
And, you know, when our trucks reached Belgaum, the first consignment that we moved, actually the first consignment that moved from Serum did go to Belgaum. And at 4 a.m., there was a group of around 150 ladies dressed in Indian attire with aarti thalis, etc., you know, doing puja of the truck, showering flowers on the driver, garlanding him. They touched his feet. And, you know, it was like, you know, the driver just started crying and, you know, he called us and he said that, you know, this is what's happening. And, you know, people are offering me food and water and they're treating us like gods. And, you know, I mean, the kind of stories that are coming out, you know, from so many locations, wherever our trucks are going is just unbelievable. They are adorning it with Indian flags. And, you know, so there is a lot of euphoria from the common man or the common citizen, I would say, you know, who would just want to be vaccinated.
This is beautiful. Kunal, also wanted to understand, we're talking about places like Ladakh, Belgaum, which are reachable still today. But what are your plans on reaching the absolute remote corners of the country?
Well, we've actually already been doing this since a while. So there are different modes that we use. So, you know, we may ship it by air from here to from Pune or Mumbai airport to the nearest airport, say Bagdogra or anything of that sort for the Northeast.
Right.
And then from there, the trucks would roll out and, you know, carry them at the same temperature across wherever they want. So it's not a real challenge for us in terms of reaching any part of the country, because we've in the past, you know, done all the EVMs for the government as well, with so many pin codes. We've done so many things, you know, of the scale.
Right. And learning for you, Kunal, finally, my final question to you is learning for you from this. Is there any place where you think this rollout can improve?
The learning from this, the real learning that we've gathered from this is that India is just too beautiful. It's just a wonderful country. And in terms of improvements, in terms of rollout, I would say that if it would have been planned in a better way, it could have obviously been captured by the media better. Because, you know, I guess, you know, Serum got a little flustered by the kind of media attention that this was getting. And, you know, they delayed the dispatch so that it would happen late in the night, you know, where they were expecting the reporters or the press to not be there.
Right.
But, you know, everyone was there and, you know, the whole moment got captured. But had this been done in the day or, you know, late evening, this would have been a better optic. In terms of, you know, the flags fluttering in the wind and, you know, the trucks coming out and the whole police convoy. And I must say that, you know, the various state police departments have gone out of their way. We never asked for it, but they've gone out of their way and they've, you know, sent us so much of police security and cover across states, where everywhere a truck of ours is going is being escorted by two police jeeps. And the state governments are coordinating so well. It's been seamless. Like, our trucks are actually reaching places in record time. The first day of the first rollout that happened last week, within 30 hours, we were able to deliver, 11 million doses to various locations in just 30 hours because of police, because of the security that we received and, you know, open corridors across highways to just zip across the country and, you know, reach wherever we wanted.
Right. But Nidhi, when Kunal mentions these points, one question is vaccine hesitancy. I understand there are volunteers like doctor out here, but then there are many cases where we are reporting, where we are hearing that people have not turned up at the vaccination booths. How does the government plan to remove or eradicate as much as possible this vaccine hesitancy that has developed?
So what the states are also planning, and even the health ministry tried, one was making people who have been faces of India's corona fight, be it AIIMS director, Dr. Randeep Guleria, and even our Niti Aayog health member, Dr. VK Paul, making such known faces take the vaccine. I was speaking to the health minister in Bihar, who said that, you know, we are staggering these well-known cases, you know, well-known people. And, you know, every day, say one day, AIIMS director in Patna took the vaccine. And so that, you know, they send out that message that it's safe. You know, everything is safe. This has gone through all the processes. It has been tested on a very, you know, wide spectrum of people. So that is one. Second is mass awareness messages that the states have been asked to, you know, conduct these awareness drives that see, this is, the vaccines are safe. We are here is the fact sheet. And now you can take it. We will also be taking it.
Very important message out there that we need people who have been vaccinated. We need people who we identify with, and that just helps. Thank you so much, Kunal, Nidhi, Dr. Swadhina. Thank you so much, and may all your tribes grow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Devina.
Thank you, everybody.
It is imperative that we understand what it takes to race against time and bring out a vaccine that will benefit the billion plus population of a country. From last mile delivery logistics to those standing in line for the vaccine, all need to be applauded for standing up for science. I'm Devina Sengupta, and you've been listening to The Morning Brief. This episode was edited by John Chacko and Anjali Venugopalan, and coordinated also by Anjali. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. Do send in your feedback to themorningbrief@timesgroup.com and share the episode on your social media networks. The Morning Brief airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thank you for listening and have a nice day ahead. Awaaz.com.